And I will call upon your name. You call me out upon the water, the great unknown, where feet may fail. I'm sick, so I can't go as high as I normally can. This person has a great falsetto. This is Taya Smith from Hillsong United. Okay, why is this person winking his eye and sticking out his tongue? Oh, am I using the correct pronoun? I think so. I think so. Let's just scroll through some pictures. Okay, look at the thick neck. This isn't a real woman. Do you see this neck? Okay, this is a castrato. Look at the thick neck. Whom is this person praising? It isn't Jesus. There's a reason that they don't say the name of Jesus, because this person is not a Christian. Oh, I know this person allegedly sings Christian music, but this is not a Christian. Okay, of course, looking very androgynous. Of course. Of course, pretending to be praising God. Okay, this is another feminized male. This isn't a woman. Do you see these fangs? Do you see this person screaming from his lungs? This is a feminized man. Okay, pretending to praise God. I think this person is praising their God. The question is, whom are they praising? You see, people see hair and makeup and they think, girl, this is very likely an abuse victim. This person's parent probably sold their soul. Okay? Sold your soul for Christian rock and roll, for Christian worship music. But this is not a Christian. We know them by their fruits. Okay? Why so androgynous, Taya? What's up with the short boy haircut? And why are you covering your neck? Could it be that it's thick and long like a male? Okay, in the sign of a cross, look at the length of these arms. It's incredible. It only comes from a castrato. I know, I'm just going through pictures here. Let me look. Taya really likes to have her tongue out, doesn't he, she? Okay, this is a castrati. This is a person telling us that he is both. Why, pray tell, does Taya like to close one eye, stick out the tongue, and give the Baphomet hand sign? That's because in the song Oceans and all the other songs this person sings, they are pretending to be a Christian. You will know people by their fruits. This person, as well as many other people in the Hillsong set, like Brooke Fraser, that's another castrati, okay? It's these people are not Christians. So please beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. There's a reason why a lot of these songs don't indicate who they're praising. They're not going to say the name of Jesus. Nicole C. Mullins says, my redeemer. Well, who is your redeemer, Nicole C. Mullins? Another secret trans Christian singer? This entire group is filled with reversos. But don't take too close of a look at Christian music, because you will be deeply disappointed. You are going to find as many gender cons as you do in regular secular music. It's sad, but it's true. This is yet another poser. Yet another poser. Just look at the length of those arms. Wow, those are only to be found on a castrati. Only to be found on a castrati. All of the big baggy clothing, all of it is about hiding the trans man. Hiding the castrato over and over and over. They fool everybody. But guess what? You're not fooling me. You are not fooling me. This is another likely abuse victim pretending to praise God. Female singer? I don't think so.